This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll be on at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern with James O'Keefe. He drops the Moab of CIA coup against America information. Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Let's go straight to Lala. Lala, you've been patiently waiting with your hand up. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. All right, it looks like we might not have her with us, so we're going to move on. Let's go straight to Chief. Chief, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Welcome, Chief.
Hey, guys. First, great speakers, as always. Next, if folks aren't supporting the broadcast, Alex, this is an opportunity for folks to go to Infowars.com/store, get the products, get the merchandise, and keep you in the fight. I'm going to make a couple quick points, hand it over to my friend Jake Chansley over here. I'd actually rather hear him speak. But, you know, the process of the CIA is it can only be successful when it stays in the shadows. I've dug into the book, 2007 book called Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA, written by Pulitzer Prize winner Tim Weiner, who breaks down the history of the organization and essentially has proven how the CIA has turned against the American people to destroy our larger global power. And if you look at, obviously, whether it was through Trump and the hoax, whether it's the psychological warfare, through which how big tech is in bed with the intelligence agencies. There's so many, you know, points from this book that, you know, anybody who wants to dig into it, it's a 700-page
book. No, I've read it. It's an incredible, I think I interviewed him. It's an incredible book.
No, it really is. And, you know, I know you mentioned 1947 earlier. So, you know, I think one thing that people can be positive about and really put their head down tonight and be comfortable with is this is a war that's been going on since 1948. That's when the CIA was illegally funded through the black ops to basically start with the hardcore propaganda. And another thing is the stay behind networks. So if we look at how our politicians are bought and paid for, how they're giving all of our taxpayer dollars to the Ukraine and to Israel and to all of these endless endeavors, you know, this book can really break down and give a lot of insight into how this was done. And Alex, you talked so many times about the drug wars and the gun running, and all of these things can be directly tied back to the CIA. And obviously you're talking DARPA and the COVID outbreak, all of these nefarious instruments that have been turned against the people that can only be successful if it's done under a covert level. So I think that, you know, I think more is known about the CIA today. And obviously with what James is doing today, bringing further light to it. So, you know, we're winning this information war. It's going to be probably an ugly process for a while because, again, they're not going to go down without a fight. But really, you and Elon and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson are such loud voices in this fight that they really hadn't intended to be part of the equation.
Well, let me just add that, because there's this ongoing thing from the left and right that I'm controlled. I'm controlled by me. I literally believe in humanity and my children and everybody's children together. I'm 100% real. Doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. No, they're not that powerful. We've just been asleep. We have all the power. People need to realize that. I know Joe Rogan. He's real. I know Tucker. He's real. And I see Elon coming over doing real things. What his actions are irrevocable, he's damaging them. That's real. Now, maybe he's not perfect. I don't know. I can't judge him. I'm not him. But, man, there's not just evil in the universe. Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men entire see to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, good men are doing something now.
No, you're exactly right. And their programs, their covert nature cannot be successful when there's tens of millions of people that are being reached on a daily basis. And in addition, I'll make my last point, let Jake jump on, is the fact that their programs, whether it's the trans agenda, whether it's all of these programs that fly in the face of of what's natural and what normal people think is natural is going to lead to more exposure, which again will ultimately lead to their downfall.
They're on a war against logic and nature itself, how God designed it. Stay there. 60-second break. Join some stations. We'll come back. Jake, your co-host, finish up. We'll take a few more comments, and then Jason Burmes takes over. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When the bullet hits the bone, it's hitting now. 2 a.m.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, they want to convince you don't have any power, but you do. So, Jake Chamsley is on with us here, the Q Shaman. He's got a comment, and then we're going to go to the next speaker as we ride shotgun into infinity right now. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me. I just wanted to start by quoting JFK when he talked about infiltration instead of invasions, subversions instead of elections, intimidation instead of free choice, and guerrillas by night instead of armies by day, and how we're seeing that take place in the college campuses and the universities, and that blends into what Yuri Bezmenov talked about regarding the infiltration of the universities and the media and Hollywood and the demoralizing agenda of the ideological subversion of the Soviet Union and how they were going to bring the United States down from within, and how that blended into things like the destabilization and the crisis and then the normalization. And it just, it's important, I think, to remember that these globalists, what I like to call less than one percenters, they think decades and centuries ahead. They plan decades and centuries ahead. And if we want to win, if we want to curb their plans and free humanity, we're going to have to start thinking decades and centuries ahead. And if we want to see the most successful strategies to stopping tyranny, we have to look at history and see the patterns of tyranny in history and how it is that things like noncompliance, civil disobedience, nonviolent non-cooperation have diffused tyrannical systems. Because noncompliance with tyranny is the ultimate statement of freedom, because noncompliance suffocates the fire of tyranny. No one rules if no one complies.
Well, very well said, brother. We really appreciate you. What do you think about the little prelude we've done to James O'Keefe at 5 p.m. Eastern today, dropping this bombshell exposing the CIA coup over America?
Oh, dude, I'm really looking forward to it. James always brings stuff to the table that is revelatory and exposes the corruption. So I'm looking forward to it, and I admire him for his bravery of using his body cams or whatever to get people on camera saying things that they wish they hadn't said.
All right, brother, thank you so much. Boy, it's January 6th not coming out now. It's a Fed's erection. Who's up next?
Let's go to Lala. Lala, let's give you another chance. Can you unmute yourself?
Yes, guys. Thanks so much. So I love how Liz always paints such a clear picture of how we're basically facing a narcissistic relationship with the CIA. So the fact is these people cannot change. They will not change. They have no ability to change, which is why the fact that the minions are finally becoming aware, so the minions will no longer serve them, the flying monkeys are being scattered, that's great. But we still need to do a flip the switch on the AI. So we need to have fail-safe put right into our tech so that no longer can the banks be compromised. Our finances cannot be compromised in any way. So we need tech people on that part of it because it can't just be a movement. We also need technology in place that will protect our best interests and flip the switch on their coup on our finances, if that makes sense. Thanks for letting me speak, guys.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go next to Timothy Lastly. Timothy Lastly, go ahead.
How's it going, everybody? God bless America. And I just want to encourage everybody. I know I'm doing my damnedest to encourage people to take the space the left has taken. They're everywhere now. So now we have to deal with it. We've got a lot of ground to make up. I don't know how to convince the population of America. It doesn't want to be thrown
in the your connection's breaking up. We're going to go back to you in a moment and see if it reconnects. But I just want to say something. There is no mistake that right as AI rolls out and all this happens, they launch the communist revolution, the destabilization. This is the big New World Order takeover. This is everything they got to throw at us. But if we're aware of that and don't get turned against each other and see their agenda, we're going to win, Chase.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the key thing is the democratization of the technology. I don't like to use the word democratization because it's a leftist term. I don't like the concept of democracy altogether as a ideal form of government. But it needs to be decentralized, this technology. And anybody who's spent an hour looking into the history of OpenAI and Elon Musk will see a mega series of – it's almost like a House of Cards, the TV series that was famous about the political scheming. That organization was originally designed as a nonprofit, which was supposed to have open source artificial intelligence that everybody would be able to access, change, tweak, use, and manipulate. And then it got taken over by big tech, namely Microsoft, in an effort to compete with Google on search. And since then, they've shut everything down. They locked everything up, and things like Sora aren't being released to the public yet. This artificial general intelligence, I believe they came up with it and actually had it working about 3 to 5 years.
No, I've talked to top people. They say, listen, they're hiding it. It's so powerful.
Yeah, they're piecing out different. So it was ChatGPT at first, and then it's going to be the voice stuff, and then it's going to be the video stuff. They're piecemeal releasing it to the public because they've been compromised by this big tech. And if we allow organizations like OpenAI, Google, or Microsoft to be the only ones who have access to use this technology,
exactly,
it'll be used on us instead of by us.
And just like IBM set up Microsoft to get around antitrust, they act like, oh, we're not one company, but they're actually controlling the other companies.
Exactly. And that's what they did. They come in, they drop $100 million or however many tens of millions of dollars, and they squeeze people like Elon Musk out, and he's frantic.
For billions.
Fight back billions, yeah. And they develop this technology, and then they lock it away in a vault, and they use it against you without you even knowing it. I mean, it's criminal.
And then they say, oh, it's too dangerous. No one can have the AI but us.
Yeah.
So it's like the Native Americans. They don't want them to have rifles, but they do.
That's the self-righteousness. They believe, the political elites across the board believe this, not just the mega corporations, that they are so morally superior that they are not susceptible to the same weaknesses of all people, right? So this is a major theme in Lord of the Rings. Boromir thinks he can use the ring to save Gondor, and he thinks that he would, you know, he won't let it overcome him. Everybody thinks that they can hold the ring.
But then when you actually see the CIA videos that are coming out today in a few hours, they're pathetic.
Yes.
It's just nothing but arrogant elitists.
Yes. And I think that's really one of the main answers. One of the main things to learn, hubris is a concept that goes all the way back to King Lear. It's the pride that comes before the fall. One of the main lessons to learn from these people is not that they are worse than us, but that we are all equally capable of being terrible people. You have to fight the evil within just as much as you fight the New World Order without.
Well, they also get a bunch of yes men and women that'll do whatever they're told. So they get a groupthink, a bunch of lawyers and a bunch of dumb people. And they've inherited all this power and technology, humans develop. They say, we're God. We rule. We're unstoppable. We're here. Let's indict Trump. That'll get him. And then it just backfires.
Yep.
And you can see them like crazy people, crazy clowns on PCP driving a 1,000-mile-an-hour bullet train over a cliff.
Honestly, I would prefer that. That's a great visual right there. I'd rather vote for those people than the Mike Pompeo.
Crazy clowns on PCP.
Yeah.
Driving a 1,000-mile-an-hour bullet train. All right. We're going to end the spaces now. We can trail it out with Burmese the next 45 minutes. Jason Burmese, great political thinker, great talk show host, great filmmaker, takes over right now. And then 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer starts the War Room at Infowars.com/show. We'll also repost it with Alex Jones, a live feed to share with the video element as well. And then at 4 o'clock Central today, I'll be on as a guest with James O'Keefe when he drops the Moab of CIA coup against America. I know we've all gotten punch drunk and already knowing all this, but the public's about to find out. This is really big. Jason Burmese takes over right now. Thanks, Jake Skizer. Thanks, everybody that participated in the spaces.
Thank you, Alex. I really do appreciate it. We're going to be talking about the AI takeover and the infrastructure that is currently in place right now and being rolled out throughout all government agencies. So the Department of Health and Human Services recently got in line. And folks, this is it. This is Chief AI officers across the board, across every government agency and within any corporate structure. Okay, and then they're going to be subject to audits of everything. Again, there'll be no privacy except for special exceptions, which we're going to get into, for companies that are working with the big exemptions. And what are those? Intel agencies and the Department of Defense. When you read through what was a memorandum that came out last month, here it is right here, the Executive Office of the President and how this is in line with the AI Act of 2020 and the Advancing American AI Act as well, which I think is in 2023, maybe 2024. This...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Realize that there are going to be Q apps. All right, now that's the consumer level for us. That's what we're going to get. Now, when you look at this documentation, okay, and it's really important to understand, they're under a full audit. Full audit. So let's put in the Department of Defense. Let's find that right there. Want that. Let's go of, right? We got to be Department of. Exact matches. There we go. The DOD, they are completely and totally exempt. AI use case inventory. So everybody else is going to be fully audited. They're going to have to be in line with ESG, you know, equitable, sustainable, and governance regulations. So they're going to have the AI, the garbage in, garbage out AI, forcibly. And then any innovations they have to go to the Department of Defense and intelligence communities that are completely exempt, 100%. And we haven't been able to audit them on any real level in decades. Decades. All right? Notice it says reporting on AI use cases not subject to inventory. Some AI use cases are not required to be individually inventories, such as those in the Department of Defense, or those sharing would be inconsistent with applicable law and government wide policy. So when you look at this again, in this techno-fascistic society we live in now, Google is not a company. It is an arm of the defense and intelligence agencies. It openly works with them on quantum computing and artificial intelligence. They have been homogenized, right? That's why, again, when you look at the Health and Human Services document right here, which is a large rehash of this, right? Like an equity, fairness, privacy, transparency, accountability. Yeah, right. Reliability. Hey, actually, in this document, they also talk about human capital. Let's type that in there. I spelled capital as in the capital. See, Jason? Human mistakes they want to take out with AI. There it is right there. It's mentioned three different times in the document, apparently. Advising the chief human capital officer. They're actually, so, again, they want chief artificial intelligence officers across the board for regulation within governments, within corporate structures, and also the human capital officer. Isn't that nice? We're worried about human capital. Here it is right here, data governance. In partnership with relevant agency officials, authorizing procurement, legal, data governance, human capital, and oversight officials, establishing controls to ensure that their agency does not use AI that is not compliant with this memorandum, including by assisting the relevant agency officials in evaluating authorizations to operate based on risks from the use of AI. All this is going to be government controlled. Yeah, you're going to have permission. And again, we'll type it in. Climate crisis. They're going to be using AI to address these issues. Let's read this right here. Let's see. Where do I start? I guess we'll just start at the top. If implemented responsibly, AI can improve operations and deliver efficiencies across the federal government. Agencies must improve their ability to use AI in ways to benefit the public and increase mission effectiveness. And it's so funny. When you see some of like the World Economic Forum rollouts for automation and AI, it's cartoon level. But it shows you that if one person, and we'll get to it later, says or shows technology, they're a conspiracy theorist, they're not. If the World Economic Forum does it, well, then obviously it's a good thing. You see how that works? All right? So right here, such as using AI to improve the accessibility of government services, reduce food insecurity. The government's worried about food insecurity? Has anybody seen the prices at the grocery stores right now? Address the climate crisis. Oh, I want AI doing that. Because when they talk about addressing the climate crisis, what does that mean? The regulation of all human behavior. Based in carbon, by the way. Meanwhile, the U.S. military completely exempt from carbon emissions. Improve public health. Advance equitable outcomes. There it is again. Equitable outcomes. Not equality of opportunity. Equitable outcomes. Protect democracy and human rights and grow economic competitiveness in a way that benefits people across the United States. Bull snap at the end. Bull snap. Now, right now, globally, we have repackaged New World Order garbage in this techno-fascistic world with the Summit of the Future. All right. And Derek Bro's done a great article over at the Conscious Resistance. We have UN 2.0, where they're talking about all of this regulation, all right? And it's under the benevolence of the Earth. Yet again, the military-industrial complex, they don't care how much carbon is emitted from drones, from bombs, from death from above, from constant surveillance. That's not in the mix. That doesn't count. We don't talk about a pipeline that gets bombed. And releases more carbon than natural events, right? In history. But again, the bombs are much worse. Just doesn't matter. With the bombs, it's kind of ironic that they're used to actually take out the carbon they don't want, a.k.a. human beings. That's it. So right now, at every single angle, last week when I was doing the show, what were we talking about? Global health security. It's all repackaged authoritarianism. Now, we only got a couple minutes left in this segment. When we come back, we're going to play Herman Kahn. Now, Herman Kahn is an individual that really helped create the World Economic Forum, the current Davos mechanism of this globalism. And he was one of several people that Stanley Kubrick knew and was basically the vision for Dr. Strangelove, right? There were several characters. Khan was one of them. Khan's a really interesting character. He's also the person that came up with the term mutually assured destruction. Now, the clip that we're going to play as soon as we come back from the break is at the Hudson Institute, and we're talking about black and white. We're decades old, 3.5 minutes long. I don't think that I'm even going to do the whole pause and talk thing because it is so spot on all the way through in a track, trace, database society that it actually takes it from not just the Internet of Things and that track, trace, but the Internet of Bodies and the surveillance under the skin and the involuntary drugging of populaces via the water and air supply. You're not going to want to miss it. Before we go on that break, I do want to encourage everybody to go hit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a book. Get yourself the supplements. I still supplement every single day. I'm not getting any younger, folks. And by the way, when I was younger, I was still taking things like nitrous oxide. Things like turmeric in a concentrated form are very, very good for you. So there's a ton of products out there. Please support the InfoWar. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with more after this. Mm-hmm.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. I am Jason Burmes. You can check my stuff out over at patriot.tv and tntradio.live. I got 3 hours a day of Yapping It Up, mostly interviews, but a lot of news as well. And I promised you Herman Kahn and a prediction of the future many decades ago. So let's hit the clip.
Think Tank, the Hudson Institute. In this 19th century mansion, they are looking for alternative futures, both utopian and dystopian. The end product of this think tank? Scenarios, scripts for the 21st century.
Let's admit that the affluence, the skills, technology will really make life better in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, we also know these things go badly.
Right.
Okay, everybody's worried about the possibilities of various kinds of social controls and so on. What would the scenario be?
Herman Kahn is director of the Institute. Tony Weiner, his assistant.
It has to involve the social controls coming into effect gradually and slowly and at each step as a result of some decision which seems to be very much in the general interest. That is no imposition by an evilly intended big brother.
How are we going to achieve a utopian peace in our cities, even without the bomb? What is the scenario for a utopian peace?
To take a black power movement, right, and one which really is trying to cause problems, put sand in the gears.
Right.
And you've already set up a good deal of this social watching. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your TV cameras everywhere, you've got your data processing, everybody has his ID card, you've double-checked it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, you've got these guys that are throwing sand in the gears, and you clamp down. That is, you keep track of every car, you keep track of every... This is easy to do. You keep track of 10% or 100% of the conversations that occur on telephones.
One could, with a computer capacity that will be available in the next couple of decades, one could easily record every phone conversation made. And then one could easily scan mechanically, no human being could spend the centuries that would be required, one could scan every conversation looking for keywords that would identify the conversation as worth looking into a little further. So that, for example, one could begin with a naive set of words. Kill, rob, murder, assassinate, plot, conspire.
Yeah, even more than that, you could imagine temporarily tranquilizing a whole city. You know, it's been upset, been riots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's put transponders either in the air or in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
mm-hmm.
get people settled down a bit. I can imagine you could even prevent a medicine going on in this kind of state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you really check up with everybody and it seems that they keep their drug levels right.
Yes.
In fact, give the first thing you do when you go into to work is they punch you and check your blood and see that the drug level is what it's supposed to be.
So you'll buy the safety of your city at the expense of the privacy of individuals. And for most people, most of the time, the intrusion will not be the kind of thing they'd be conscious of.
The intrusion would not be the kind of thing they'd be conscious of. That's a pretty powerful 3-minute clip when you think about it. Think about this. They talk about keywords, right? That's something we saw come into fruition several decades ago. Promise, carnivore, keyword software. Herman Kahn talks about monitoring 10 to 100% of the conversations. Hepting versus AT&T showed that they were damn near monitoring 100% of the conversations. And if you don't think that these things have gone beyond just phone calls with the microphones, and that are, I mean, come on, give me a break. And the keyword stuff is still there. Then we have the audacity to say we need to calm the population down a little bit. Now, last week, when I did the show, I believe it was last week, I played Howard Scott, and he is the founder of Technocracy. And he also advocated not for a drug to just calm it down. Might have an angrier world. Let's calm it down. No. He advocated for a drug to sterilize all mammals in the water supply. All right, now, Conyer even talks about what? Preventative medicines and checking one's blood levels, punching them when they get to work. Don't even need to do that anymore with the biosensors and the Bluetooth technology. We've actually covered it here on this show. For those that don't know, Abilify is now part of the MySight line. The MySight technology, MYCITE, is a technology in which they can check whether you took your medication. And Abilify is, you know, that antidepressant for when your antidepressants aren't working. Just take more of that. That's today. That's now. That's happening. It's a reality. Now, when we talk about is some of the future in UN 2.0. It is worth noting this is all repackaged New World Order population control garbage. So we're not going to play the whole video, not even close, because it's 30 minutes long. But this is the limits of growth. And it starts with a big scare piece. We're going to have fun with the scariness of it. Because when you look at this summit of the future, this new treaty that they want to put out there, this new pact, it's just more Club of Rome, okay, Committee of 300 garbage, garbajo. Dun, 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 public libraries. So it's going to have the book cover right here of The Limits of Growth. This is the old school. This is how you got it when you were my age. Bum, 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 bum. Well, come on, let's show the book cover. Here it is, The Limits of Growth. And now let's cue the scary music and a bunch of crazy things that have gone on in world society. I think this is like 1973-ish. Not sure. The Limits to Growth. Here it is.
Our riches and our numbers burden the world.
We're bad. Humans are bad. People are bad. We're burdening the world. Cars are bad. You know how much carbon is emitted from rockets, guys? They always go to the space stuff. Continuously.
If you remember the dramatic pictures taken by the Apollo fires of the Earth, standing out in space all by itself, no one after seeing that could deny that the world is finite. Then it's impossible for people to go on saying we have an infinite supply of air, an infinite supply of water, an infinite supply of minerals. Man must...
We actually do have that. We live in a regenerative system. Yes, no, that's real. We are a minuscule part on that giant globe you're watching.
Learn to balance his activities in nature against the regenerative power of nature, or he is inevitably going to join the Tyrannosaurus in extinction.
Bad, lying bad, people bad. If you just saw that big blue marble, yeah, very minuscule human populations.
We grow richer, there is rising concern about pollution, our ability to feed a growing population, and fears that we may run out of fuel and metals.
No, we're not running out of fuel and metals. This is the original AI, by the way. There it is. There's the machine that told us we were going to destroy ourselves. We're going to play a little bit of that. Then we're going to play some WEF propaganda. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show coming up. Support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and buying the products. We'll be back after this. I am Jason Burmes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. We're talking the limits to growth and the original AI God that demonized humanity. So without further ado, let's get back into this clip from that 30-plus minute documentary where the switches and wires here determined human beings bad.
A computer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has been used to look at these problems, to analyze in broad terms the direction in which our world is headed. Sponsored by a group of businessmen and academics, the Club of Rome, its conclusions are revolutionary.
The most important lesson is that we're near the end of our development of society, which we've been going on for about 2,000 years, that we've reached levels of prosperity which carry the seeds of disruption and necessitate a complete relook at the whole world's social, political, and other situations.
It's telling us that the world is in a completely unstable situation and is likely to fall to pieces if it doesn't stop growing.
Let's put it bluntly. Our option is not between this kind of society, present society, and a stable state society. It is between a stable state society and chaos.
Our progress is our end. Again, human beings bad. They were telling you then we were at the peak of technology. Now, again, this is all about regulating us through the current technology and not empowering us with what they really have. And the current technology that's out there for the public, all right, is not the technology that we just illustrated. The intelligence agencies and the Defense Department, the military-industrial complex that has helped to be run by these people, the academics, the billionaires, their mouthpieces, they will have access to it. We will not. In our progress is our end. I mean, they love the propaganda. They love the space stuff. That's a big theme of propaganda, by the way.
6 billion years old. That is unimaginable. So think of it as a week. All through Sunday and most of Monday, nothing much happens.
All Big Bang garbage.
Late Monday night, a cell divides.
And that's the thing. They always ultimately take God out of the equation. And I'm not here to preach to you about what to believe. But our rights, they don't come from the state. They don't come from some global governance body. They don't come from the Club of Rome, from the World Health Organization, from the World Economic Forum, from the United Nations. No, 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 no. They don't come from the White House. Our rights are inherent as human beings. Now, again, they're trying to separate us from our humanity and push a lot of different types of automation. Now, I want to move on from this clip because I got a couple of Davos clips that I want to put out there. I think it's really important. This one right here is a clip of the robots that they want to infiltrate our education systems. Make this a little smaller. That way we can read the fun stuff that they have on here. And here we go. So, robots that could keep schools safe from COVID-19. Obviously, this was put out during the COVID-19 84 nightmare, but has much broader implications, okay? And so much of this surrounds the idea that we need to be protected from invisible enemies, whether it's viruses or carbon dioxide, the climate crisis, all things that we can't perceive with our senses. We have to rely on that academic class for. They're disinfecting. You notice that they have the light on them, right? They have UV light. Now, they say the UV light to scramble genetic material inside viruses. Now, Trump talked about UV light, right? And they talked, what did it turn into? He said, let's drink bleach. He's talking about, this is a disinfectant. Now, the World Economic Forum does it brilliant. Let's have robots in the classroom. Trump says it again. You got to be sympathetic to the guy in those type of cases. Now, he wants you to drink bleach. So, again, spooky robots, full, surveillance, automated cars. Now, they do want the automated vehicles. But they already have a lot of these robotics, by the way. Here, right here. They've already put it in schools. But they have these, for instance, robot nurses in other countries. And in fact, Dennis Bushnell of NASA was joking around that when they were using them in Japan 15 years ago, they liked them a lot better than the human nurses. Yucca, yucca, yucca. And Sophia, which is Grace's cousin, right? I think actually Grace, which is Sophia's cousin, actually runs on the blockchain and is one of these AI robots. And guys, AI, it's not walking. It's not jogging anymore. It's running full force forward. It's moving into every arena. So again, this is about command and control, scaring everybody, quarantining people, automating things, putting health and human services into the hands of AI programmed by a corrupt class of people. That's what this is. Okay. Inequalities. I can't even believe they use the term inequality instead of equity. Hey, remember that when they made a bunch of little kids wear masks and tortured them all the time? Remember that? That wasn't so far long ago, was it? No, it wasn't. All right. Now, look, a large part of this is also the central bank digital currency. Why? Because it will be on the blockchain. When they're talking about human capital, they're also talking about economies and innovation, right? They are trying to push a central bank digital currency, okay? You already have blockchain people through the World Economic Forum and IMF World Refugee Program, okay? And this final clip that we're going to play today is at a World Economic Forum forum. I said forum twice, shouldn't have done that, talking about the central bank digital currency.
And I think we didn't talk about yet, there are two ways on central bank digital currencies. One is the wholesale piece. So basically, our interactions as a commercial bank with the central bank. And here, I would say it makes a lot of sense. This is new technology coming in. We can talk about it, advantage, disadvantage, but at the end, it's an efficiency game and maybe it's a security game, makes a lot of sense. A completely different ball game it is when you start to talk about the retail, you know, central bank digital currency, not because it's digital. I can pay with digital with my mobile. It has nothing to do with central bank digital currency. But I think the fundamental change is the underlying business model is as a retail customer, as a citizen, will have an account with the central bank. I don't have just an account with a commercial bank. I have it with the central bank, which has a lot of advantages for me. It's safe. It feels good. But, there are some challenges with this because the central bank is ultimately, you know, it's a public office. Commercial banks are under a commercial regime. Central banks are not under a commercial regime. What about interest rates on an account like that when things are going well? How does this look like? Oh, on a bank run, how does this look like? Is this accelerating the bank run because I have a safe account with somebody? So, these are then the fundamental questions. That's why I think it's excellent to see that 90%, 87, I think, central banks are looking into that. And
numbers higher. They're not just looking into it. They want it for command and control purposes. Again, no real backing. You can talk about safety all day, but at a moment's notice, you're debanked. All of a sudden, you don't have anything. I know a lot of people want to believe cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum. They address the situation. Look, there's a lot to navigate in the future, in the post-truth world that we live in today. And those AI regulations and barriers are now being put into place. I am Jason Burmes. I hope you check out all my stuff, including my documentary films, which are free of charge. Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order, Defined, Fabled Enemies, and Loose Change, Final Cut. Many of those produced right here at Infowars.com. Was listening to Alex earlier today, a 50-50 shot. This thing doesn't last 60 more days. That's extremely upsetting. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the products, and if you can, just make a straight donation because this is a revolutionary operation, and really in the times of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.